Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, what's your name?
Shubham.
Thanks for providing that, Shivang. Before we get started, I just wanted like to explain a bit about what to expect. Our interview today will involve asking you some pre-qualifying questions for the back-end developer role, covering a range of topics to help us learn more about you well and to get a better understanding like of your experience. The interview should only take around 10 to 15 minutes, so I won't take too much of your time today. If that all
Okay.
makes sense, are you okay
Yes.
to get started?
Yes.
Great. First question, what languages are you comfortable with? And how would like you rate your proficiency for each?
So I'm comfortable with JavaScript and TypeScript and Node.js runtime environment. When it comes to the proficiency, JavaScript I rate 6, TypeScript I rate 4, and Node.js also I'll rate myself 4.
Thank you for sharing that, Shivang. Do you like have any experience like in Rust or like have any interest in learning Rust?
Yeah, I do have interest in learning Rust.
That's great to hear. Now, we're interested in learning about the technologies you've worked with. Can you tell us about your favorite backend framework and why?
So my favorite one is using Express, basically bootstrapping the backend. But I suggest better to use Nest.js as we don't have to handle much of the things.
That's interesting. What types of projects have you used this framework for?
Mostly other third applications. And the last one I remember was creating a dashboard for a call center application where the call center was created using some was created. Yeah, sorry, the way the call center was connected with the WAPI AI services and the front end was acting as a client for WebSocket connections and back end was doing back and forth using WAPI server events and between the clients. Yeah. All was done using Nest.js.
That sounds like a complex project. What are some challenges you faced while using this framework and how did you overcome them?
Yeah. So I use Nextjs as So we were using Nextjs as front end and it required this pages router instead of app router wasted over time for WebSocket connection setup.
Thank you for that insight. Can you describe your experience working with SQL databases specifically? Which databases have you used and what types of projects have you implemented with them?
So mostly I've used SQL and non-SQL databases. When it comes to SQL database, I have used Postgres and SQLite3 for local development. Postgres I use for dashboards, creating user roles, admin roles, and purchase history, etc. So for and even for processing documents, chat application, we are using Postgres. Then comes to non-Postgres, Firebase and MongoDB. Firebase used for a small funny applications. MongoDB, even development purpose.
That's great to hear about your experience with both SQL and NoSQL databases. Do you have any experience with DynamoDB? It's not a problem if you don't, just a question.
I've heard of DynamoDB, but I don't have any direct own-hands experience, but yeah, we learn.
Thank you for sharing that. You're doing great so far, and we're just past halfway through the assessment. Now, how do you approach data modeling and performance optimization?
Yes, data modeling, I do approach it. It's required to be done before we start out. And it's clear how the data should be stored, model look like according to the actual communications in the end system. And apart from that, it do helps on the front end side as well. Like what's need to be done and how the data should be consumed by the front end. And when it comes to performance optimization, I can rate myself 2 to 3, ranging in 2.5.
Thank you for that explanation. In your own words, can you explain what course is?
Sorry, what?
Course. CORS stands for Cross Origin Resource Sharing. It's a security feature implemented by web browsers to restrict.
It's a really funny thing. So when somebody's backend doesn't allow anyone's front end application to access their resources, they simply forget to put CORS and later give the name like, oh, because security issue, we can't allow. Then waste 1 week making them allow. Then even after allow, they use Blue, an API gateway, which basically destroys the purpose. Like browser is literally sending an options request. How can you block that request? But yeah, that's there regarding CORS.
Thank you for that detailed explanation. Now, how do you keep your skills up to date in a constantly changing tech environment?
Mostly relying back to the books and the blogs. I don't like some change logs, Twitter maybe, but no videos. Documentation, yes, sometimes. But yeah, code also works. Code works the best.
Thank you for sharing your approach. We have just a few more questions for our records before we close off the interview. What country do you like live and well work from?
Work from home, but hybrid also works.
Thank you for that. Just to clarify, which country are you based in?
I'm based in US.
Got it. Thank you. Are you able to work at least 6 hours overlapping Australian business hours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Thank you for confirming that. Lastly, what is your expected monthly salary in USD?
$10,000 per month.
Thank you for your answer. That's all the questions from my end today. Thank you once again for your time. We will be keeping you up to date via email, so be sure to check your inbox in the coming days. And just before I let you go today, we would love to hear your feedback to help us improve our candidate experience and processes for the future. On a scale of 1 to 10 today, how would you rate your interview, where 1 is extremely dissatisfied and 10 is extremely satisfied?
10. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. How would you rate your interview today on a scale of 1 to 10?
I will rate 10.
Thank you for that positive feedback. And is there anything else you'd like to share, or any other feedback you'd like to have for us today?
No.
Thanks for providing that valuable feedback. It's really appreciated. We will be in touch soon regarding the progress of your application. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.